Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Cantor, and I'm going to give you a lot of information to show you how foods could be used to help us a great deal with substance abuse and mental illness on the Dr. Sky Show. And you're listening to the Dr. Sky Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the exciting show that you tell us you like so much, the Dr. Sky Show, heard on radio stations around the nation and around the world with great guests from the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, and weather, with celebrity guests in the mix, and our newest features talking about health and wellness, because without that, ladies and gentlemen, we have nothing. An outstanding guest today, we're going to be speaking in just a few moments with Dr. Keith Cantor. Dr. Cantor has been an advocate of natural food and healthy living for 30 years. In 1994, he was appointed CEO of Service Foods, Inc., the largest all-natural food company of its kind in the United States. He is currently the CEO and founder of the NAMID program, and that stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. And he joins us here today from his home in the Atlanta area. But even more information on Dr. Cantor. He is currently the CEO, as I mentioned, and founder of the NAMID program, which frees people from addiction through nutrition. He has a PhD in nutritional science, a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, and a doctorate in business entrepreneurship. He also holds undergraduate degrees in both biology and chemistry. His specialties, premier doctor, correlating nutritional food science with preventing and mitigating disease. He chaired the Natural Products Committee requested by Congress on product criteria and label specifications for all natural foods in the United States. He chaired the Blue Ribbon Panel requested by Congress on lowering health care costs in the United States. He is one of the board of directors and vice president of the All Natural Food Council of North America, 55-year-old 501c3 that helps govern the all-natural food industry. He is also the communications committee. He is on the communications committee for the Natural Products Association, a 75-year-old 501c3 that is the voice of the natural products industry and works very close with Congress. He's also proud, as Dr. Cantor should be, as he has been an officer in the United States Marine Corps since 1976 and served in the United States Marine Corps Reserves. With that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Keith Cantor to a discussion on health, nutrition, and so much more here on the Dr. Sky Show. Dr. Cantor, it's a privilege and honor. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Sky. I really appreciate it.
Well, sir, it's amazing, your life story here. I mean, this is just awesome. I mean, look at all the things you've accomplished. But let me be the first among, I'm sure, many people that you meet to thank you for your service to our great country. And describe, sir, what was your involvement in the Marine Corps, if you don't mind sharing that with this audience?
Well, I don't go into any depth, but I was in the Marines. I was an officer, and it was a pleasure serving with such great people.
Absolutely.
And there's a difference. I never had the honor of being a regular Marine.
Yes, sir.
I was only an officer of Marines.
Wow. Leader of men.
And there's a big difference.
That is amazing. Well, sir, I wanted to get to talk about the area of expertise that you have here in all your life, and that's talking about health and wellness. And I think it's so important to start our conversation off with this amazing program called NAMID, which is, and again, the acronym standing, as you know so well, it stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. Describe to us about this program and how dynamic this is, because many people out there listening are probably getting information, probably wrong, from people that are fairly smart in their areas of expertise, talking about taking drugs and doing all these other things. But the naturopathic remedies and things that you're talking about in this interview today, I find so outstanding. So talk a little bit about NAMID, what it means to you, and how it can actually help people.
Okay, well, first of all, it's called NAMID program. Like, I'm
okay.
Named Dr. Cantor.
Okay.
So, and it's an excellent program. And make a long story short, a friend of mine, Joe Rodriguez, is opening up some very, very innovative, higher-end rehabilitation centers called five-star rehabilitation centers. And he called me a little over a year ago, and he said, hey, could you do me a favor? You know, because we've been friends for 20 years. Would you be on my board? And I said, sure. And he said, would you look over the menus? And I said, sure. So then I started researching it. And as I started researching it more and more, I started learning more and more, and even though my degree was in nutritional science and naturopathic medicine, I learned things that just amazed me that was never done before. And what I learned, and these are scientific facts, and they could, you know, I'm sure you'll give them my website where they could go for free to learn it with all the references. But
absolutely.
Everybody has in their body something called opiate receptors, which are just clusters of cells. When these cells are stimulated by whatever stimulates them, drugs, alcohol, and a lot of other things, they release chemicals. When these chemicals are released, it gives the body urges. If you tend to drink a decent amount, that's what the urge is going to be for.
Sure.
It's going to be for alcohol. If you take oxycodone or cocaine, that's what the urge is going to be for. The body can't differentiate it. It just knows it has an urge, and it'll go to what you're used to taking when you have urges. So you can't be addicted to drugs or alcohol if your opiate receptors aren't stimulated.
I see.
And now they're doing even more research to see if there's a way to permanently make it so they're not stimulated, but that's going to be tough. So what I did is I did it the old-fashioned way, and with my group of great dietitians and nutritionists, made up menus that specifically do not stimulate the opiate receptors.
Yes.
Because people don't realize it, and I honestly didn't at the beginning, food stimulates the opiate receptors. The number one food that stimulates the opiate receptors is sugar.
Yes.
And we've heard not too long ago somebody say sugar is more addicting than cocaine.
I've heard that.
Well, I don't know if that's actually true, but I know that sugar is addicting. And when you take sugar, it stimulates the opiate receptors. If you have a problem with oxycodone, when you take the sugar, your opiate receptors are going to be stimulated, and now you're going to have an urge to take oxycodone or whatever it may be. But the main culprits are sugar, gluten, dairy products, sugar substitutes except for stevia, and non-natural additives and preservatives. All of those, plus, of course, caffeine and nicotine do the same thing, and they'll stimulate the opiate receptors. And what you'll see, if you ever went to an AA meeting or an NA meeting, 90% of the people smoke.
Exactly.
Well, what they did is they transferred the addiction, assuming that they were in an addiction rehabilitation center, they transferred it from the drug, because they didn't have access to the drug, to something else, either caffeine or nicotine or sugar. Those are the main easy ones to do it with, but also gluten and dairy products. So the problem that we have is we have people going into these addiction centers and rehabilitation centers, and many of them do a fabulous job. The one that my friend's putting together, five-star rehabilitation centers, is going to be so innovative, it's unbelievable. But he's immediately having the NAME program in there. So now when they're there for 30 or 60 or 90 days, they didn't have the drug, but they also didn't have their opiate receptors stimulated. So when they go back to the old environment and their friends say, hey, you want to go in down the block and, you know, hang out at, you know, wherever they used to hang out to get drugs, they don't have the urge for it anymore. But if they're popping away, biting candy bars and stuff, which simulates the same type thing that happens when you take drugs, except that's dopamine going up and down, and now it's sugar going up and down. If they didn't have that for the same period of time, if they didn't have the drugs or alcohol, you have a much, much higher success rate and a much, much lower relapse rate. And that was the first thing that I noticed when I started studying it. And then I started testing it. And although I'm not happy with the results, but that's the Marine in me, but the results, and I think you call it anecdotally, because I didn't do the three-year double-blind test yet, because nobody yet has offered me the millions of dollars that you need to do that. But from what I've seen so far, right now in the United States is only about a 15%. It's actually a little less than that, successful withdrawal rate. And with mine, what we've seen is a little better than 70%.
So, you know, that's amazing.
I still think that's, I mean, I said it wrong. 15% of the people have successful withdrawal. With mine, it's about 30%.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's double,
statistic.
Which is very good. Mm-hmm. But I'm still working on the other 70% because I would love to come up with a way to get it closer to zero.
Well,
the
doctor,
other problem
is,
that we
this
have,
is amazing. Yes, go ahead.
And this is with both substance abuse and and alcohol, or is that almost everybody in the United States has what's called inflammation. And I don't mean inflammation from, you twisted your ankle. I mean,
exactly. You
have swelling inside of your body, usually in your gastrointestinal tract, but it could be near the heart, it could be near the brain. And that's because our pH is off. Our pH is supposed to be about 7.
Yes.
Well, most people, it's below that. It's 5.5. Well, and it's called acidosis. Well, when you have acidosis, it bothers things like arthritis, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia. But for what I'm concerned with is it makes the insulin mechanism not work properly or not work efficiently.
I see.
So it'll do one of two things. So if you have acidosis, which causes inflammation, what'll happen is what'll happen is the insulin will do one of two things. Either it'll say that you need sugar when you don't need sugar, and then you take the sugar and it starts the problem with the opiate receptors, or it'll say you don't need any sugar, but it'll tell all the cells in your body to drop the sugar that they have, which does the same thing.
Sure.
So I made my menus on the alkaline side. Now, you wouldn't be able to see it, which means the pH is higher than 7. And I also have them with every meal drink water that's alkaline. And I didn't do it the fancy way where you have to go to the store and buy the high alkaline water.
Understood.
I just tell them the night before to get a pitcher of water and put some cut up lemons and cut up limes in it. Let it soak overnight. That'll raise the pH enough. And as long as you're going to use it right away,
sure.
And you'll use that the same day, really, or the next day. Between the water and the menus, it'll help with the acidosis, which helps with the inflammation, which helps the whole process. And that's the basic initial idea behind named.
Well, this is amazing, and I do have it right, Doctor. And again, NAMED stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. And I want to remind our listeners here on the Dr. Sky Show, a very special guest always here on the radio show, but today in our segment Talking Health and Nutrition, we could find no finer guest than Dr. Keith Cantor. You can find his website, ladies and gentlemen. We encourage you to go there. It's simply this, www.drkeithcantor, spelled KANTOR.com. A wealth of information as we explore not only what's behind Dr. Cantor, but some very much practical remedies out there in which many people out there may find surprising very quickly the simplicity of some of the things the good doctor talks about. And I want to thank
the
our
other,
producer.
If you don't mind me interrupting, the other website is called namedprogram.com.
Okay.
And that'll give them a lot more information on the named program itself.
Absolutely.
And that's just namedprogram.com. And they could get a free week's worth of menus. They just have to click on something and I think you have to give your name and email address, and they email it back, you know, within a couple minutes to you. And there's a wealth of information on that, much more specifically geared towards substance abuse and mental illness, whereas the Dr. Keith Cantor site has a lot of that in it, but that's geared more to just good health and general good nutrition.
Absolutely. I want to thank our producer here as we continue our interview with Dr. Keith Cantor. Radio station KZSB is Richard Dugan. That's AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, California, helping making sure that is that these interviews are coming to each and every one of you. Clearly, we'll have well over 500 of these type interviews, Dr. Cantor, from everyone from the great subjects of astronomy, space, aviation, and weather, and also many great celebrities in the mix. And now our news focus here on our occasional interviews on health, wellness, and nutrition. I would like to talk a little bit.
Some things have happened with the name program that they'll be able to see on the site, but when I started, I wanted to make sure it was in a very, very controlled environment. So I started with just the regular addiction and rehabilitation centers, because that's where my friend asked me, you know, that five-star rehabilitation center.
Sure.
So that's what I started with. But then over time, I was able to use it in what's called intensive outpatient centers. And these are people that don't sleep over, but they come in to see the therapist at least 10 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as that went well, I was able to do it with regular therapists, and I put a... I have great people in charge of it, so I feel real comfortable with it. For the intensive outpatient, I, of course, picked the most innovative place, which is called Decision Point Wellness Centers here in Atlanta. And Mike Reese is the CEO. And then for the therapist, I picked a young lady with 12 years experience that was actively seeking something where she could do it more naturally, and she deals with a lot of children. She has about, I think, nine therapists under her, and hers is called Beacon Counseling, and her name is Jessica Camp.
Yes.
So now we could cover all three areas. We could cover the rehabilitation and addiction centers, the outpatient centers, and the regular therapists, but it has to go through the therapist because I still wanted controls. But I had to do that because even though it was working well, if I just go through the addiction centers, only about 1 or 2% of the people with the problems are going through them. Most of them go through a regular therapist. So it's silly to go after 2% when you could go after 100%. So now I have all three areas covered, and then that spread it to mental illness. And just so you know, your show will be the first one where it's announced. Yesterday, I was elected to the board of directors of NAMI, which is the National Association on Mental Illness.
Yes, sir.
Last night, and I could use my same program with the same concept, and I still call it named, for mental illnesses.
Oh, congratulations.
And we just don't look. We don't look at the simple things and the natural ways to do it.
Oh,
so,
congratulations,
as a quick example, if somebody has an anxiety disorder, it means they don't have enough of the chemicals in their body that calm you down, which is serotonin and melatonin. So instead of trying to worry about the opiate receptors, we develop menus that either help produce or have naturally in it serotonin and melatonin, and that helps calm somebody down who has anxiety disorder. And
That's
we did
awesome.
That with just about all of the major mental illnesses, and the mental illness community is going wild with it.
Well, you know, doctor, this is really interesting because in summary, NAMED, and I'm just reading this and I'm reinforcing this to the audience, NAMED develops precise nutritional menus for those undergoing substance abuse recovery. And that's interesting because the other modalities that we seem to think are out there, at least from mainstream medicine, is what? We put people under the guise of drugs. And I know you and I were talking off air about this the other day. Look at all the children that are on these Ritalin, these psychotropic type drugs.
11 million.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Absolutely. And this is why your program, I feel here, is definitely a bright light, you know, in an already growing field. And it's an honor to have you here today, sir, to talk about these programs. But
well, you know, it happened when I was a certain age, and I think, you know, I just had back surgery, so I was home, and I had all the time in the world to do the research.
Yes.
And as I started studying it, and I had a therapist just come to me by coincidence and say, I wish you could do this for regular mental illness. I said, I can.
Yes.
And then I started going through it with him, and then I got my staff together and did the real research. And now we took the top 12 of them, and we have special menus. It's the same thing. And none of it's weird. It's not like you have to eat eggplant, zucchini, Parmesan 6 nights a week. It's all regular foods.
I hear you.
If somebody didn't tell you that you were on a special menu for a special reason, you wouldn't notice it.
Well, doctor,
but
I got to ask.
It helps in every case.
No, and
you just
I
don't know
it.
How much it helps. Like, does it just help 2% or does it help 50%? And that varies on the disease and it varies on the person.
Well, doctor, I have to ask you this. The ability for this program to be instituted, I could see this coming into senior centers where so many of the seniors out there are obviously, you know, either forced to take these drugs and things of that nature. I'm like you. I prefer not to go to the drug side of the equation if there's natural remedies or modalities. And continue to tell us about this because this is definitely, you know, earth-shattering for many people in this field. This is great.
It is, and every therapist or doctor or scientist that I spoke to, everybody said the same thing. I can't believe nobody has thought of this. Mm-hmm. And it's really not true that nobody's thought of it, that nobody's thought of it all the way through and made a program out of it and then started advertising it and started pushing it. And luckily, because of my former careers, I had a following and I had the education and I was able to do it. And I have a fairly large social media presence, so I was quickly able to, you know, start getting followers to do it. And that's why NAMI asked me to join. And I think I just told you, I was just asked last week by somebody from the president's staff if I would head up a chapter here in Georgia for youthsinrecovery.org. It's a program like that, and I have to learn more about it. But so the name's getting out there, and since they're not paying me money, I think they're doing it because it works well and they like the idea.
Well, I think you should be saluted, and we are doing that here on this radio show. But to learn more about NAMED, it's simply namedprogram.com, which you mentioned before, and or Dr. Keith Cantor, and Cantor is spelled K-A-N-T-O-R. But, Doctor, I'm looking here at your website, and I find it fascinating. I want to ask you this question. We didn't talk about this off-air, but I'm sure you'll be able to knock this one out of the park. Of all the things, in addition to what you're talking about right now, the addictions and things that, and recovery from addictions, what are some of the more serious problems that people need to hear about on this radio show, in this edition of the Dr. Sky Show, about their own health and wellness? Well, let's say a person is generally healthy, but we can always do better. Well, what are some of the big problems that people should be listening to you about?
Or well, one of the things that the biggest problem we have in the United States is obesity.
Right.
And obesity causes, or is one of the main causes of diabetes type 2, mm-hmm. which is about 90% of diabetes.
Sure.
And they say by the year 2020, and we're in 2016, so we're not that far away,
just
40% of the people in the United States will be diabetic or pre-diabetic.
That's sad.
So if you just go by the numbers, that's the single biggest problem. Mm-hmm. And my menus happen to also work for diabetes, and it actually says that there, because they're low carbs, low sugars, low dairy, no gluten, etc. So it happens to work for that. But if you're overweight and have diabetes, your chances of a heart attack double, heart attack or stroke, your chance of cancer goes up 50%. Just about every major disease goes up if you're overweight, and in most cases, if you're overweight for a long time, you have diabetes type 2, or you're at least pre-diabetic, and you will shortly get diabetes type 2, and it's because of the way we eat.
Yes.
And we have a sedentary lifestyle, and we eat junk.
Well, you said it so well. I mean, what are some of the things people can do? I mean, I don't understand the dynamics of cancer, but I'm hearing this, Doctor, not only in my own family, like I'm sure in yours and people that we are close to, friends and family, the high incidence of cancers today, whether they're caused by cell phone radiation, eating bad food, what are some of the tips that you would give an audience out there to kind of buffer yourself? Like the body armor against cancer would be what? What types of food?
Well, one good thing, easy thing would be to keep your weight down. If you could have a normal weight, that lowers your chances of getting cancer.
Oh, okay.
Just having a normal weight. The other thing is anybody who ever goes to an oncologist or knows anybody who did, they always put them on an alkaline diet, which mine happens to be anyhow for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely start drinking water. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to, you could buy these things called ionizers. Mm-hmm. So you have it in your house, which really works out to be the cheapest in the long run, but they cost thousands of dollars at the beginning. So I don't do that. I just tell the people to get a pitcher of water,
mm-hmm.
or two pitchers of water, and put lemons in one and limes in another. Mm-hmm. If you have children, cut up the lemons and limes, let the kids squish it with their fingers so it gets all over messy, and the pits are squeezed out all over, just things that kids love to do.
Sure.
Let it soak overnight. Strain it in the morning and put it in their thermos, mm-hmm. instead of things like Juicy Juice, you know, the sweet drinks,
right.
and get the kids used to drinking water, because you don't see anybody until they're usually in high school where the kids are drinking water. And if we did that and it was slightly alkaline, that'll help with the mm-hmm. cancer.
Well, it's very interesting, Doctor, because I realize water is the, you know, the pathway and the continuance of life. As we all know, when the Earth was formed about 4.5 billion years ago, nothing would happen on this planet unless there was the ingredient of H2O in there in various forms. But as we continue here with our special interview today, Dr. Keith Kantor is kind enough to take time from his busy schedule to talk about not only the work that he's doing with the NAME program, and again, you can go to namedprogram.com to learn about this very special this nutritional addiction mitigation eating and drinking program that is revolutionary and obviously should become a more of a household word, and that's what we're trying to do on this radio show today.
But Doctor, that's why I'm on your show.
Well, absolutely, brother, and I really appreciate this. We're talking about something that's so important because what good are interviews with, quote, famous people, celebrities, or famous scientists, or people like yourself if we don't have the ability to have what? The opposite of disease. We want ease, not disease. And I think that's
well, if you think of it, the age of the average person in the United States is getting older. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there's more problems. But the age we live to is getting higher. But the quality of life after reaching those older years isn't getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get better. We could have it all. We could have our cake and eat it too, so to speak,
sure,
if we were healthy and we live longer. So you could go on vacations, so you could do things, and you're not in a wheelchair or you can't walk much or all the different problems that people are having as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
If we could have both, that's what we want. That's perfect to have.
Yes.
More years, but make them quality years. Because if they're not quality, you know, do you really want the extra years?
I know. It's horrible. You know, you don't want to be a cripple or you don't want to be bedridden. And let's go to that other subject that's so touchy nowadays. I mean, I'm talking to so many of my friends, and not to get political on you, but it's just a mere fact. I mean, I do political talk on shows of which we call news, regular news on regular talk stations, but the whole controversy about the healthcare crisis today, whether we like Obamacare, whether we don't, things have changed in this country. And this is very interesting. For the first time in American history, people now have to have a medical, you know, plan, prove it, or else you pay a fine or a tax. But you write a book, What Matters, Leadership Values That Just Might Save America. Talk a little bit about that, about in your positive way, you say in the book, we can solve the healthcare crisis. What does that book describe in some short
Well, form? First of all, a lot of it's just about the way I grew up and the way I learned my leadership values. But
mm-hmm.
the part that's about health is the truth. The government can't, you know, not to be political, as you said, the government can't solve hardly anything.
Right.
They
exactly.
definitely can't solve the healthcare crisis. So we
not
have to
all.
Do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So then why did we, as a citizenry, allow them to take gyms out of all of our schools?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to school, you had gym 5 days a week.
You bet.
There were very few heavy children when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case anymore, and almost none of the schools have it. And if they have it, it's an elective, and it might be for a year or might be for a semester.
Sure.
So we stopped the gym classes, and then because the kids are eating junk food and they're bouncing around, then we give them medicine so they're quiet in class.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making them not move around, and we stopped the gym classes, and then we're wondering why we have an obesity epidemic amongst our children, which causes all the other diseases as time goes on.
Yes.
So we could blame the government all we want, but the government is still sooner or later us, and we should demand that we have gym classes in our schools. We should demand that the kids are taught about nutrition. If you think of it, why do the kids eat the way they eat?
Yeah.
What nutrition classes do we have?
None.
I mean, unless it's a special class or you took something, I've never seen any. Now, they have usually the gym teachers teach it, and they call it health education. But if you ever take one of those classes, it's all about sex. Now, I have nothing against sex. I'm married for 40 years.
God bless you, yes.
I don't think my kid in second grade needs to know about mommy and her special friend. I think it's more important that he needs to know that an apple is healthier than a cupcake and why.
You're absolutely right, Doc.
You could wait to fifth grade to teach him about the other stuff. He doesn't need to know it in kindergarten, first grade, and second grade. And that's what we do, so we don't teach the things. If you go to a medical school in the United States or out of the United States, they have either none or one Well, the most I ever heard of is two nutrition classes totally in their entire medical education. So how are they going to do it? That's one thing. Another political thing is if you prevent a disease and you're a doctor, how do you get paid? Or you're a hospital, how do you get paid?
Right, exactly.
You don't.
You don't, right.
Now they have something where if somebody comes back more than once, there's penalties, which is a nice idea. But we have to come up with a way to figure out how, if a doctor prevents a disease and all of his patients are at a right weight and they all have low, you know, regular blood pressure and they don't have high blood pressure, he's rewarded. And in the United States, the way we tend to reward people is financially. We don't have that. So we want to know why the doctors don't do it. They're not taught it, and they're not taught it because there's no financial incentive for them to learn it.
Well, you're exactly right, Doctor. And this, you know, there's so many subjects, limited time, of course, in any interview. But in what we've covered today, I think this is a mind-opening experience for many people who really don't realize that there's hope for addictions beyond what they thought. The NAME program, again, nameprogram.com, gives you much more information on this. Dr. Keith Cantor, Cantor spelled K-A-N-T-O-R.com, gives you another bit of wealth of information well beyond the time that we have today. But, Doctor, in summary, we're coming up to the end of our allotted time slot here. I just wanted to have you just give us some other tips and other things from the chair, from where you are. I mean, it's simple. I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire to maintain your health. And even though a lot of people are forced now to get health care, maybe it's still substandard, excuse me. What are some of the simple things that people just need to do to maintain their health, not as if they're a doctor, but that they maybe care a bit more than they probably have in years, years
well,
past?
Well, I'll give you some easy things that don't involve the doctors.
Sure.
Number one, keep your weight down.
Good.
And do that naturally. All these fad diets don't work. I don't care what happens. You go up and down like a yo-yo. The way you keep your weight down is by working out. And you could work out just by walking a lot if you don't like any other workouts, and try to keep your weight down. The other thing is to drink one half of your body weight in ounces per day of slightly alkaline water. So what that means is if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water a day. And we have about 1% of America that drinks the percentage that they're supposed to of water. Well, that's what moves everything through our body.
Right.
You know, that's what our whole lymphatic system is made for. And if you don't drink enough water, it becomes like sludge and it moves slower. And when things move slower, problems arise. So if we kept our weight down and we drank enough water, those two things are the two biggest, easiest things that would have the biggest impact and don't cost any money except for the lemons and limes.
I understand. I think that's awesome advice, Doctor, and I want to thank you. I hope we can do this again, and maybe we'll do this on our live show also, and this word gets around, of course. But in the live show, of course, we take callers from all over the place, but I appreciate your time today. That's Dr. Keith Cantor. His last name is spelled K-A-N-T-O-R. He has a Ph.D. in nutritional science and a doctorate in naturopathic medicine and a doctorate in business entrepreneurship. He holds undergraduate degrees in biology and chemistry, talking about his very interesting NAME program, which is now sweeping this whole, not only the South, but soon to be, I'm sure, all over the nation and around the world at namedprogram.com. Dr. Cantor, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And please stay with me as we go to the heartbreak here at the bottom of the hour. That concludes this exciting edition of the Dr. Sky Show. Always this radio show, the best guests from the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, and weather, with celebrity guests in the mix. And now our new edition, as often as we can find those great people out there that talk about health and nutrition, because I'm sure the good doctor would say, without health and nutrition, you don't have too much. And I want to thank you, Dr. Cantor, for being with us here on the Dr. Sky Show. Dr. Sky reminds each and everyone to always remember to keep your eyes on the sky. And probably in the health and nutrition world, always keep your eyes on the prize, and that is your personal health. Thank you, Dr. Keith Cantor.
Oh, and again, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I'll come back anytime.
Thank you, sir.